and for this hour will be uplifting and edifying to all of us. Last Sunday, we began a two-part series on growing old in Christ. And we acknowledge the fact that all of us are growing older. It is something that we must accept. It's a fact of life. And sometimes people do not like the idea of growing older, but that's just part of life. But there are certain attitudes that we are to manifest, that we're to have, and things that we are to do in order to have a better life as we grow older. And last Sunday, we approached it from a negative point of view, and today, a positive point of view. In last Sunday's lesson, we noticed some myths and false concepts about growing older in Christ, such as the fact that when we are old, we are all washed up and good for nothing, and there's nothing else that we can do in life. And also believing that as we grow old, we can't learn anything anymore. That learning is for younger people, and that certainly is a false concept. And that many times we live in the past as we grow older. We feel that that's what we should do, and that's sometimes what we do. And rather than thinking of the future, and we realize or we think, or suppose that better days have gone, then that's a false concept, and we should never get into that rut in believing that. And even by believing that, or developing a negative attitude, a complaining attitude, a fault-finding attitude, sometimes this is characteristic of people that grow older. And by worrying, why is it that older people worry sometimes far more than younger people, when we should, by reason of years, by reason of experience and wisdom, we should worry less? Because worry often is the opposite of faith. And oftentimes we worry about our health, we worry about our family, we worry about our future. And so these are things that should not be characteristic of old age. And whether we're growing to be older, all of us are growing to be older. Some of you have not gotten as old as others. Rather, should I say, some of us are not as old as others, but some of us are older than others. But these are traits that we need to guard against. And so in our lesson today, let's look at the other side. Let's look at the positive side. What are some practical suggestions that we can make for growing older in Christ? And also, secondly, we want to notice some biblical or spiritual, make some biblical or spiritual suggestions for growing older in Christ. One practical suggestion is the fact that we need to accept our age. Whatever the age that is, we need to accept it. We need to live that age and appreciate that age. We tell our young people sometimes, our children, when you need to act your age, you're not acting your age. You need to grow up. And sometimes elderly people, older people, need to act their age as well. And we need to appreciate the wisdom and experience that we have gained as a result of our age. And we need to realize that other people are looking to us as older people. Younger people are looking to us as older people, and they accept our age. We might as well. Another practical suggestion is that we need to develop friends. We need to continue developing friends, new friends, and younger friends. Because if you don't develop new friends and younger friends, you may get old enough that you've lost most of your friends. And so as we grow older, we need to continue to developing new friends and younger friends. And having younger friends makes us feel younger. And usually, younger people are more active than older people. And if we have developed these younger friendships, then chances are that means that we're going to be more active in life. We're going to get out more. We're going to do more. And so it's very important to make new friends and younger friends. Just a practical suggestion. Another is that find something to challenge you. Everybody needs stimulation. Everybody needs to be challenged, physically and mentally. Read more, watch television less. Perhaps the least stimulating thing that one can do is just sit in front of the television all day or all evening. But there are more things that can challenge us if we will just look around and find them. Take up a hobby. If you already have a hobby, spend more time with that hobby. Be active. Actively involved with it. Take a part-time job, whether you need it or not. Just to be active, to be challenged. Volunteer work. There are many charitable organizations that need volunteers. And this can add life to your years. Help other people. Find something that you can do in the church, in the community. Just get involved. This is just a simple, practical suggestion. Another is, remember that there are gains and there are losses in growing older. Don't think about the losses. Don't focus on the losses. Think about the gains and capitalize on the gains that you can have in your life. Count your blessings of today. And the blessings that you anticipate tomorrow. And so many times people think about the past and the blessing that they had and the good times that they had, and those days are gone. But we need to think about the present. We need to think about the future. Make preparation for growing older. Financially, we know the importance of making preparation for growing older. We need to spend wisely. We need to invest wisely, because rainy days are going to come. And we need to realize the importance of working while we can, because the time will come when we can't work. And so we need to prepare financially for growing older. We need to prepare physically for growing older. Good physical health, just like good financial health, comes from planning, from doing, from discipline. And if you don't discipline yourself, you're not going to grow older with good health. And sometimes, in spite of every effort we put forth, we develop diseases. That's just a part of life. But even with diseases, if we have to live with certain things and handicaps and physical maladies in life, we can still make the best of life when we take care of our body, when we get the proper amount of rest, proper amount of exercise, when we eat the right kind of foods, when we make sure that we take the time for rest and relaxation and recreate the body. We need to become informed about aging. You know, you learn to grow up, we have to learn to grow old too. And there are things that we can learn. We need to read more about it, study more about it. We need to become students of aging. And don't wait till you get old to learn about it, because you're going to learn some things that you should have known 30 years ago about growing older. And they could have been a tremendous asset to you had you known about it earlier. There are pitfalls that we need to avoid as we grow older. We need to learn what those pitfalls are. There are positive things that we can do as the body and the mind is aging. And therefore, it's necessary to learn all we can, becoming informed about aging. And then another practical suggestion is, if and when you retire, make definite plans for retirement life. Don't be like the man who was asked when he was going to retire. He had just retired from his job, and a friend asked him, "What are you going to do?" And he said, "Well, I've worked hard all my life. And it's going to be nice not to have to get up in the morning and go to work. And so in the mornings, I'm not going to do anything. In the afternoons, I'm going to rest. And at night, I'm going to relax." He had no definite plans for his life. And oftentimes we find people who have no plans for their retirement life and do not remain active die much sooner than those who continue to be active. You may retire from your job, but don't retire from your life. Make that determination. Your life may change considerably. Oftentimes when people retire, having lived by the clock and having had to get up and go to work, come home, have that regular routine, and not having that regular routine anymore, life changes. But make sure that your life, when it does change, changes for the better rather than for the worse. And one final suggestion that's of a practical nature that I would suggest is find the pace that is best for you. Find the pace of life that is best for you. And only the individual can make that decision. And we have friends and people that we know who naturally their makeup is such that they're going to live faster than we do. And on the other hand, there are those who live slower than we do. But every individual must determine his own pace as to how he's going to live. But don't always choose the easy way. Keep yourself challenged. Keep your body and your mind challenged at all times. Go when you don't feel like going. Didn't you go to work for years when you didn't feel like going to work? Yes. Well, if you just stop, that's going to be detrimental to your mental and physical health. Now, there are some times as you grow older, you just absolutely can't go because of physical ailments. But oftentimes we could, if we would just push ourselves, we could go and we could do far more, even when we don't feel like going or doing. Do for others when you feel like they ought to be doing for you. Get out and do more for other people. There are other practical suggestions that could be given. Perhaps you could think of some yourself, because many of you have already experienced growing older. But I want to spend most of our time talking about some biblical and spiritual suggestions for growing older positively. Number one, we need to grow older gracefully. Don't grow older bitter and jealous, but grow older better and zealous. And it's your choice. You can grow older gracefully or fail to grow older gracefully. Apply the Christian graces. We talk about them sometimes, how important they are, and they're listed in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance or self-control, and to temperance patience, to patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. These are truly Christian graces. And they help you be a stronger Christian. And Peter points out in that context that if you do these things, you'll never fall or you'll never stumble. But don't you realize that when we do these things, our life is happier? our life is more filled with those things that it should be filled with when we add these Christian graces to our life. Then Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 22. We need to exemplify the fruits of the Spirit, such as love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and, again, self-control. And it is a beautiful thing when you see these traits, these characteristics manifested in older people. And so they're not just things that we should do as younger people, young adults, but as we grow older in the faith, these things should abound more and more in our daily lives. We need to grow purer in heart and stronger in faith and deeper in love and richer in conviction and brighter in hope. We need to be sure that we are unselfish in heart and life. Sad a picture indeed to see a selfish individual, and especially an older individual who thinks only of self and who has self-pity constantly. We need to get out of self. We need to think of other people. And when we do that, we grow older gracefully. We need to look in the mirror of God's Word and see the image of Jesus and pursue that image and try to be like Him all of our lives until the very end comes. We need to grow older gracefully. And secondly, we need to think about heaven more. After all, that's our reward. That's our home. This earth is not our home. Our citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3 and verse 20. And we need to think about it. We need to dwell upon it. We often sing about it. There are many songs in this book. I'd like for us to sing one right now. Number 73. This is a song that we don't sing very often. Beyond the sunset's radiant glow. Think of the words of the song as we sing it together and how this song and others like it should take on even greater, deeper meaning as we grow older. Beyond the sunset's radiant glow, there is a brighter world I know. Need to think about being with the Lord. You know, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I'm in a strait between two, having the desire to go on, be with the Father, which is far better, or be with the Lord is far better. He couldn't imagine anything, any experience in this life that could compare with going on and being with the Lord. We need to think about going on and being with our loved ones who have gone on before us. They've preceded us in death. And to be able to be reunited with them. We need to think about our children coming on behind us and following us in death. Being with them, with the Lord forever. We need to think about being with the redeemed of all ages. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Paul and Peter, and all those who have preceded us in death. We truly need to think about heaven more as we grow older. Usually that's the case, especially if a person is prepared to die. He does think about going on and being with God. And as we grow older, this realization that this earth is not our home, and heaven certainly is to be our home, should be even more fervent in our thinking. And as we grow older, we need to continue to bear fruit in old age. There are things that old people can still do, and still do well. There are some things that maybe you can do better than you've ever been able to do before. Because of age and experience, wisdom, you can do it even better. There are new things that you can learn to do. Visit the sick. Even though sometimes when you were sick, no one visited you. But you can visit others. Visit the bereaved. And as we grow older, we have more experiences of bereavement. More of our friends are dying and need encouragement. Even when you are bereaved, go and visit someone else that's bereaved, because you can relate to their bereavement better than anybody can. Write a card of cheer to somebody who needs to be encouraged. Help a neighbor in whatever way he may need help. Give somebody some encouragement. Give a needy child a special gift just from you. Tell another person how much they mean to you, how much their example means to you. Be as faithful and active in serving the Lord as you possibly can be. In John 15, Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. What age is he talking about here? Any age. We're all to bear fruit. You know, some of the sweetest fruit comes from older trees. And that's true with life. He says in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, regardless of age. That's not in the text, but that's true. Bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples. We need to continue to bear fruit in old age. Another biblical and spiritual suggestion is that we need to weaken the strings of this world that tie us to this world. And I'm not talking about family. You know, our love for our family continues to deepen as long as we live on this earth. We love our children and our grandchildren more and more and more. And this should cause us to want to spend an eternity with them. But I'm talking about loving the world. The strings that tie us to this world should be weakened as we grow older. John says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, whatever they may be. Make your older years be more and less. More faith and less doubt. More hope and less despair. More love and less hate. More patience and less impatience. More gratitude and less selfishness. More wisdom and less folly. As we grow older, we should see this transition take place. And finally, another suggestion I would make, lean more on God and less on yourself. While we're younger, we tend to lean more on self, our ability, mentally and physically, to make the living. We feel stronger physically. And if some problem comes up, we determine what the solution is going to be rather than going to God in prayer. But as we grow older, no matter the age, as we grow older, we need to learn to lean more on the Lord. We sing it oftentimes, don't we? Let's sing it again. Learning to lean, as Paul grew older, he leaned more on the Lord. Though he was zealous as a Jew, keeping the law of Moses, after he became a Christian and living the Christian life for perhaps more than 30 years, we see him leaning more on the Lord. When he was in prison, he wrote the Philippian letter, and he says, I've learned whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I've learned to be full. I've learned to be hungry. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And leaning on the Lord is something that must be learned. And in our weakness, let us lean on his strength. Let us reach out for that peace that the Bible says that passes all understanding in Philippians 4 and verse 7. And that joy that is inexpressible. Words can't explain it. Even in the face of persecution and hardship. Joy that is inexpressible. 1 Peter 4 and verse 8. And that hope that is the anchor of the soul. Hebrews 6 and 19. And that strength that endures. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18. This is what we need to reach out and receive, take as we lean on the Lord. And all of this comes through prayer. It comes through diligent study of God's Word. It comes through faithful worship. It comes through activity in serving the Lord. It comes through daily association with God's people. We learn from others how to lean on the Lord. And someday we can look forward to living in that home, the home of the soul. We can live for him while on this earth, live for him who died for us, so that someday we can live with him forevermore in that home of the soul, in that land where you never grow old. And hopefully this lesson has been helpful to you as well as the one that we've presented before. Because it's such a beautiful thing to see an individual grow older in Christ. What an example that is for younger people. How meaningful it is to the lost about us. Because there are people in this world who are in sorrow, who are hurting. They don't know the Lord. They don't know Christ. They don't know the gospel. They don't know the wonderful spiritual blessings that are in Christ. And sometimes we have the opportunity to teach them, to teach the gospel to them. Sometimes we don't. But if they can see Christ in us, then they would desire to have what we have. And we need therefore to live like it. And as we close this lesson, the invitation song has been announced. If we can help you in any way in your service to the Lord, we want to do that. If we can encourage you, we want to encourage you. If you're not a Christian, we want you to become a child of God. We want you to express your faith in Christ. Be buried with your Lord in baptism. Become a new creature. If you've done that, but you've strayed, fallen by the wayside, you need to come back, and we want to help you, help pray for you, be an encouragement to you any way that we can. Let this song encourage us all as we stand together and sing.